This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And this is The Fiddle.
There's a monster in my podcast.
This is both real as hell and scary as hell.
Yeah. So the illustration on this thing is pretty upsetting.
Gnarly, yeah.
It's a bit of a cliche, but pretty Lovecraftian, right? Mm-hmm. Lots of tentacles, because the Fiddle, by all appearances, seems to be like an awakened or heightened jellyfish.
And that is really Gilden the Lily.
Yes.
You know, when it comes to evil monsters.
Right, because a jellyfish is already, as we've established, an area of clear, angry mucus.
Yes, an evil bag that you have to, that one must avoid at all costs.
Yes.
You know, and if that had powers, get out of here.
Yeah.
Dislike it. these things are real hard to kill.
Real hard to see.
Real hard to see. They move on land. Nope.
Nope. I've closed the door behind me. No, this thing has this thing has no internal structure. It can just ooze its way through those smallest of openings.
Yeah. This thing chasing you, because it moves incredibly slow on land. But I love the idea of it just being like absolute, like more or less indestructible and just relentless in an inevitable way where like you fly across country, like you get cursed if Fidel or Fidel is after you.
Uh-huh.
You move across country. This buys you 12 years of peace, but then eventually this thing's going to come knocking.
It follows, you know? Eventually.
Yeah. It gradually follows. That's what this thing is. Like it's a relentless killer like jellyfish.
Right.
So are also relentless killers.
You look at a jellyfish and you say, that thing just kind of seems to move with the tides, mm-hmm. whatever, back and forth, up and down, blah, blah,
intellectually,
blah.
Intellectually, I know it's peaceful.
Right. No, but you know, in your gut, and you know, you have to trust your gut. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know it's coming. by hook or by crook.
It's hard to trust an animal you can't really eat.
True.
You know?
Because no matter what, for most other creatures, you have that trump card on you.
Yeah. I've eaten you, or I've eaten somebody who is very similar to you, mm-hmm. you know, or like in a strong enough knockout, drag out kind of fight, like eventually I could turn you into protein.
Right. Right. Like just
jellyfish though. Like, I mean, I guess some people do eat jellyfish. You can eat like dried jellyfish.
Ugh.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Like you, man. Ugh.
Nope. Sorry. Mm-hmm. I can't get on board with that. It's fine.
It would reconstitute in your stomach.
Yep. And guess what is... He eventually makes his way. Guess what? It's piloting you now.
Yeah, it's exactly. If he can squeeze out an aperture the size of a quarter, it can definitely squeeze out of any of my apertures.
Oh yeah,
you know, and just like I just imagine, like you know, you're self pleasuring, and at the moment of sin, this thing crawls out, like
crawls, that's not okay. Crawls, yeah. Shoots,
shoots, yeah, shoots, crawls. Well, it depends. I've been having some problems.
My velocity problems.
I haven't been doing my kegels, so I haven't gotten the PSI that I require for that. It used to be like Anton Sugar.
I could just kind of, you know. Sorry, I'm going to pull the ripcord on this joke. I'm going to talk over you because I don't want to hear it.
No longer can I sidle on up to a calf and then just painlessly put it out of its misery. That one's good.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.